and wine. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we once again get a chance to, bring you up to date with what's happening with our local teams. We're going to turn our attention now to the Western Boone Lady Stars basketball program. They're at the halfway point of the year, so I thought it'd be a good chance to hear from them and find out what's up with the program. And so joining us here is their head coach, Hannah Kelly. And Coach Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you with us here. So here we are at the halfway point. How would you evaluate your team right now?
Yeah, I think we've seen some progress since the start of the season. Had a loss there at the beginning and had a nice little win streak. Just recently got beat by Lebanon, I think. But I think have made a lot of progress. We have a strong senior class that really, I think, pushes our program to be better each day in practice and each game. So I think we're continuing to progress, and I hope that progress just continues as we, kind of hit the halfway point, but looking to the second half of the season.
What has your team done well in the first half?
I think as far as the first half goes, I think we've done well making adjustments, which what we've seen maybe didn't go well in one game. We've adjusted for the next game, or even in game to game. First half, hey, man-to-man isn't working, let's try our zone. So I think we've made adjustments really well, and I think we've done a good job of having more cohesiveness on the court this year, just kind of getting used to each other a little bit more.
The other side, where do you need work?
We have got to hit our free throws and layups. I keep telling the girls that that those kinds of things win games. And so I think we have to focus on our free throws, our layups, and just cleaning stuff up on both ends of the court as far as our offense and defense goes overall, making it smoother.
Again, we're talking Western Boone Lady Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Hate to do this to you, but since this was the most recent game I was able to see you play, the Lebanon game, and Lady Tigers were able to get up on you early 17-7 after one quarter, and it really seemed like the Lebanon bigs were a big difference in that game.
Yeah, props to Lebanon. They played some awesome defense. I think we knew from the start, and the girls were hyped and excited and worked hard at practice all week, and I think we knew from the start of the game that it was going to be an emotional ride, and I think our emotions got the best of us, and we struggled offensively again. Lebanon's post players did an awesome job of playing defense, actually on both ends of the court, but we couldn't buy a basket save our life, and weren't looking at the basket enough. So,
yeah. So, how the way the Lebanon game wrapped up, how did that help you leading into the week when you got ready to take on Southmont? What were some things that you took from that game you hope the girls took to heart?
Yeah, I think it's more of just having more people contribute on offense as well. I think Catherine Rutherford was our main scorer against Lebanon. She had about 13 points. And after that, it was kind of single-digit points from there. And I think we have to have more girls step up and our post players get more involved in the game and not seem non-existent. So I think that has been our motivation this week. Make sure we're contributing more, hitting our layups, hitting our free throws, and just getting back to the offense that we were doing kind of at the start of the season.
Again, we're talking Western Boone Lady Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with their head coach, Hannah Kelly. So what are your thoughts as you head into the break? What are going to be some of your things you want to see out of your team?
I think, again, just focusing more on our offense, making sure we're having more kids contribute. Not only that, but staying focused. Sometimes over break, it can be hard to stay focused at practice. Make sure we're staying focused. We have a tournament over break, when the Carroll tournament. So that's one thing we really have to look forward to. And there's some great teams in that tournament. So we have to make sure we're focusing and still working hard each day, and we're coming in the gym. But, again, just progressing on what we've already done and kind of getting back to playing better together as one team.
Well, tell us about the Carroll tournament. So who all is coming into the tournament?
There's Covenant Christians, Lewis Cass. I believe Bethesda replaced the team. So some solid teams in the tournament. I think we have to be ready for whoever we're going to play. You have to prep a lot for tournaments like that, not knowing who you're going to play. But, again, I think if we continue to play consistent basketball like we did more towards that first half of the season, hopefully it'll be a good tournament for us.
So is this a one-day event or a two-day affair?
2 days.
Okay.
Three games total, but two days. We played a holiday tournament last year. It was in the Tipton tournament. They relocated it this year. So we struggled a little bit last year, lost a couple games we shouldn't have lost. But I think we're refocused this year, kind of getting back into it. And again, over break, you just got to make sure we stay focused every day at practice, mm-hmm. too.
So what do you hope your team takes away from the Carroll tournament to get you ready for the second half?
I hope we just, again, take away from, improving those things from the first half of the season. Like you said, we're kind of halfway at this point. We reflect on what we've done well and what we haven't done well. Work on that in the tournament and over break. And then again, looking ahead, knowing that we have to finish the season strong and then going into sectionals.
You have, as I take a look here, Lily Jones, Carly Pennington, Catherine Rutherford, Sage Tawiski, and Emmy Royce as your seniors.
Yeah.
Tell me about them as a class.
So as a coach, it's probably the best senior class you could ask for as far as just overall athletes and individuals on and off the court. It's a great group of kids. They motivate all the underclassmen and to be better. And I think it's just one thing, they know program expectations, and you never doubt that those kids are going to show up each day and work hard. And then, again, set examples for the other girls on the court.
Tell me about your coaching staff.
So my assistant coach, Nicole Pilkington, and then my other two assistants, Jeremy Gearhart, who's also the JV coach, and then Ryan Hansen, who's a JV assistant coach as well. Awesome coaching staff. They have welcomed me with open arms. I used to coach with Nicole Pilkington at Brownsburg. We coached together ever since I started there. So we know each other pretty well, and we know how each other works. We have a dynamic that she sees things differently than I do. She was a Division I basketball player at Ball State, so she sees some things different than I do. And then Jeremy Gearhart and Ryan Hansen are just awesome coaches that they have a heart for the program and the girls, and I'm super lucky and grateful for them and all that they do for the program. So,
all right, let's look to the second half of the season. What are your thoughts as you start moving in that direction?
So I think, again, we have a tough second half of the schedule as well, some big conference games. I think it's just the seniors knowing that this is it for them. I think that's a big motivation behind it. I would like to continue to progress on what we've done as far as being a little bit more, being able to switch up our defenses a little bit more, and clean up the things, like I said, making our free throws, making our layups, and those little things that add up and play a big role in getting wins on the court.
We're talking Western Boone Lady Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. I noticed the board on here. You have several things, keys to winning. What are the four C's?
So our four C's are confidence, communication, consistency, and control. So what the girls wrote up there, those are all things we talk about every game. Controlling the pace of the game, being consistent, knowing what we're going to get from each kid each game, not guessing, hey, is so-and-so going to show up? So those are the things we kind of highlight as far as each game we have to do those four C's to play our best version of Weibo Stars basketball.
So when you look at those four C's, as a coach, when you look at those, what's the hardest to teach your kids?
I think the hardest, honestly, is that confidence. I think we can tell them as much as we want to, as good of a player as they are, and try to, you know, feed them and then say, hey, like, you know, you'll get it next possession, you'll get it next game. But if they don't believe in themselves, I think that can be difficult to instill that confidence in them if they mentally aren't feeling like that they're doing well or playing well.
Mm-hmm. And then the communication, consistency, and control. Mm-hmm. For the players and confidence as well, what would they say would be the hardest, do you think?
I would probably say they would say consistency is the hardest because we talked a lot about playing one. Like, we have yet to play a game where I feel like it's a solid 32 minutes of basketball. We have our ups and downs, and so I think they would tell you that consistency is probably the most difficult. Being consistent on both ends of the court.
Yeah. One thing I want to get your thoughts on before we wrap up here, we haven't had a chance to talk about your triple overtime win. Overtime is kind of common. Not double overtime, not so much triple overtime.
Right.
You rarely see that. What was that like, first of all, for you as a coach trying to keep your emotions under control, but also helping the girls through it as well?
Yeah, I think that's the first time as a coach I've ever been in triple overtime, so that was interesting. It all kind of blends together when you think about it, when you reflect on it now. I think that we did a great job. We lost a couple girls as far as in foul trouble, so we lost a couple of our starters, and our bench did an awesome job of stepping in. Sage Trawisky brought the energy. We had a couple, Becca Keys and Olivia Reagan did a great job of stepping in and making big plays at the end. Knowing that our starters were down, we talked about our bench players. When they sub in, there shouldn't be any sort of lapse in our offense or defense, and I think that they spoke to that game. As a coaching staff, again, between Coach Pilkington and Gearhart and Hanson, I think they definitely helped keep everything under control and calm and help push us to that victory.
And so, in the end, what was probably the difference in getting that win over Tri-West?
I think we mentally stayed in that game. I think that there were times that we could have gotten down and we could have just quit because it was, you know, we had gone down by 5 at one point. So I think keeping our heads in the game was the thing that made the difference for us to get the victory.
Again, we're talking Western Boone Lady Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Hannah Kelly has been kind enough to join us here to give us her thoughts on the first half of the season, and we wish them well as they move into the holiday break. And again, they'll be up at Carroll. And again, what are the dates of the Carroll tourney, Coach?
The 27th and the 28th of December.
All right, very good. Well, good luck with that, and good luck throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Again, Hannah Kelly with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. A break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.